Blog Talk Radio. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to The Compassionate Light. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I hope you are had a wonderful weekend. So if you are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic energy healer, a spiritual teacher and coach, as well as an angelic channel. So today, I'm so excited because we'll be talking about stepping into your purpose. And this will be, next week is the wrap-up, but this will be the last, new talk on this series. So before we start, let's go into the energy of this week. And the energy of this week goes really well with the topic for today. If you'd like to talk with me about the energy as well as the topic, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad if you would like to speak with me. So the energy of this week, we have Archangel Ariel stepping forward for us, as well as Archangel Raphael. So this week, and especially at the beginning of this week, we're going to be releasing and letting go of some fears that may come up for you when it comes to being able to step into your purpose and being able to do those things that you want to achieve this year. Because, for the rest of this month and then April, it's going to be about creating as well as just being able to take those next steps on what it is that your purpose is, what it is that your goals are for this year. But it's really important for us to let go of those fears first, those things that are holding us back from being able to step into our purpose, being able to take that next step so that we can really get ourselves moving and get that energy of creation moving. So be sure to call in Archangel Raphael to be able to let go of these fears that come up. So what you can do is, when you do some meditating, as you tune in, ask for Archangel Raphael to step forward for you. And that's all you have to do, and he'll be right there. And then to really tune in to see what it is. You can also ask him what it is that is coming forward for you when it comes to your fears. So ask him to help you to bring into your awareness so that you can release them and let it go, as well as to heal from it so that they don't keep coming back through triggers, through your awareness, and to be able to understand that you are amazing and you can do it, that you can create and you can step into your purpose. Be sure to call on him for that first. And then once you do, in the middle of the week, there's going to be this amazing energy that comes in. It coincides with The full moon that's going to be coming forward for us in the middle of the week. So, you know, full moon's about setting these, setting our new intentions of what it is that we want to create, what it is that we want to achieve when it comes to our goals and what we want to step into this year so that we can really, you know, step into our purpose and make that impact that we are meant to make. So call in Archangel Ariel this week, and she's going to help you bring in that new energy of creating what it is that you need to create, what it is your next steps are. So it's important for you to set those intentions. I like to have clients and people in my group to write a letter to the universe, you know, letting the universe know what it is that you want, what it is that you want to manifest. And Archangel Ariel is an archangel of manifestation. So she's great when it comes to wanting to manifest things into your life. So when we call in Archangel Ariel, while we're writing this letter, she's going to help you to understand what it is that you need to be clear on when it comes to wanting to set the, you know, what it is that you want to achieve, what it is that you want to create, and what it is that you really want and when it comes to your desires and passions, so that you can receive it, that you are prepared to receive it. So be sure to call in Archangel Ariel, and she's going to help you with this new energy that's coming in. So, you know, when it comes to the full moon also, it's, you know, it's about first releasing those things that are holding us back. So, you know, it's really important for us to release those things first before, you know, setting those intentions so that we can manifest those things into our lives. All right. So, like I mentioned earlier, if, you know, if you'd like to speak about the energy of the week, or, you know, if you'd like some guidance or a reading, be sure to call 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad, and so that we can, you can be live on air. All right. So before we take any calls, I'd like to for us to start talking about stepping into our purpose. So when it comes to stepping into your purpose, today's show, Archangel Michael is stepping forward for us. And, you know, he wants to first remind us that we need to let go of the fears that we have when it comes to stepping into your purpose. So, you know, whenever we are have these new opportunities come, or when it comes to next steps and doing something that is, you know, out of our comfort zone, we always receive these, we always get these fears that come up, or doubts. And even also, you know, our mind and our ego telling us that we can't do something or we're not good enough. So those are some things that we need to let go of first in order to really be able to step into what it is that we're meant to do when it comes to opportunities. So we need to really let go of these fears, and you know, we need to release it, let it go, and then heal from it. So call on Archangel Raphael, because he is always there when it comes to releasing and letting go of those fears, doubts, self-criticism that come up, all those limiting beliefs that come up for us when it comes to, you know, just the mind, the ego, and understanding that, you know, we are amazing and we are magnificent, and knowing that, you know, we are a perfect soul and we are meant to do all these different things, create. So, you know, be sure to let go of those fears first, before really moving forward, so that you know that, you know, you are meant to create the things that you're supposed to create when it comes to your business, when it comes to your personal life. You know, so, you know, for instance, for your personal life, if, you know, you are meant to go somewhere, travel or move, knowing that you are meant to do this, if it's truly in your heart, if it's truly your desire and your passion to move somewhere that you've never been or, you know, and you've always desired to. So, you know, that's something when it comes to personally understanding the things that you need to create. Also, when it comes to, so, you know, I had also touched upon knowing that you are amazing. So that's the next step. So after we let go of these fears and let go of these things that no longer serve us, that are not who we truly are, it's about knowing that you are amazing and you're meant to step into your purpose. You're meant to create. You're meant to do those things that you truly desire and are passionate about. And, you know, the angels in the universe gives us these passions and these desires, and, you know, these emotions, so that we can know that we are meant to do it, that we are meant to create those things. We are meant to do that and do those things that we really truly love. Or else we wouldn't have those passions or we wouldn't have those desires. We have to truly know that we are meant to do those things. We are meant to, you know, step into those desires and passions, and we can do anything that we truly want. So it's really knowing and loving yourself. That's part of that, you know, so that you know that you're amazing, that you know that you're magnificent, that you are a perfect soul. And then truly knowing that you're meant to do this and leaning into your passions and your desires. So, you know, we talk about setting these intentions, and we set these intentions because it is what we truly want. It is what we you know, want for our lives. So that, because we have to also remember that we are abundant, and we are meant to be abundant. So in all areas of our life, whether it's through wealth, through, you know, your financial finances, through friendships and love, we're all meant to be abundant, and we were made for that. So, you know, but it's fears and, you know, not understanding who we truly are that is keeping us from the abundance that are meant to flow to us. So, you know, we have to really let those things go first and understand that we are truly meant for it, and we are truly amazing, and we were created in the image of the divine, so that we can, you know, do those things that we are meant to do to create that impact in our, you know, in our world, you know, around us, as well as the world, you know, entirely, you know, throughout this whole world. So, just so you know, really know that you can create that. You can create those passions, and really create you truly love. You know, whether it's you know, if you're creative and you love to paint or you love to draw, do it. You know, you can do it, and knowing that you can do it. And if you want to treat this as your business, you know, what's stopping you? So, you know, we have to really tune in and get those fears out. And, you know, really, you know, start creating and start focusing on what it is that you truly want. All right. So you know, when it comes to leaning into our passions, you know, we briefly also talked about setting the intentions. So this week, it's about setting our intentions with a full moon that's coming up in the middle of the week. And when it comes to setting our intentions, you know, Archangel Ariel is there to help you. But also it's knowing that that the next steps will be there for us. And it's about trusting in those next steps. You know, once we let the universe know what it is that we truly want, those next steps will come. It's about really listening for it. It's about tuning into ourselves. What it is that is coming into your mind, what it is that's coming into your heart when it comes to your next steps. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'll be washing the dishes or doing something else at home, not really focusing on, you know, my next steps or, you know, what I truly want at that moment, but it comes, you know, all these ideas start coming, you know, flowing in, and that's what your next steps are. So really understanding and knowing that those things that come into your mind, those aha moments or these ideas that just start flowing in, that is part of your next step. So understanding that that new idea that just popped into your mind, while you were either working out or outside doing something, or you know, anything else that you were doing, that's part of your next step. So trusting that it is your next step and doing something about it. You know, whether it's first tuning in to ask. First tuning in to ask what it is that you need to do with this idea that was brought forward for you. And then understanding that it is for you to create. It is for you to do in order to reach your outcome, to reach what it is that you truly want. And then trusting in that, you know, trusting that the universe is, you know, this part of your next step, that they are taking care of you and supporting you, and understanding that that is part of how to reach your goal, how to reach what it is that you want to achieve, what it is your purpose is. All right. Okay. So now, you know, after you have this next step that the angels and the universe show you through different signs, through what it is that's coming into your heart, what it is that's coming into your mind, those aha moments that may come as you're going about your day. Now and then it's about stepping out of your comfort zone. So, you know, at first you may get these fears back that come back to you after you receive this new idea and your next step. So, you know, you have to go through that process again of letting go of those fears, letting go of and releasing the things that are not who you truly are and healing it. So, you know, it's going back to the archangels, Archangel Raphael, you know, helping you to release these fears that come up for you, those things that do not serve you, those things that are not who you truly are, letting that go and giving it up to the angels and the universe, and then stepping out of your comfort zone. So it's then now time to take the step, you know, it's about action after that. So be sure to, you know, and the archangels, you know that the archangels, your angels, your guardian angels, your guides, the universe is always there to support and guide you. So it's really, you know, we have to really trust that they'll help you to take that action, you know, help you to know what actions you need to take, and then also be knowing that they'll be there when you do step out of their comfort zone, that they will guide you and support you through signs and through those things that come into your heart. So, you know, it's really about trusting and having faith that, you know, they're always there every step of the way. And also, you know, I want to mention that, you know, if we don't take that step out of our comfort zone, then we can't expect change to happen. We can't expect to create these different things, and we can't expect us to achieve what it is that we want to achieve, receive those desires that we want to receive if we don't step out of our comfort zone. So for instance, you know, if you want to get healthier this year, you know, with, you know, your body to get healthier, health-wise to get healthier, you know, and we don't do anything about it, you know, we just sit on the couch watching TV, you know, no matter how many intentions you set, if we don't do anything about it, nothing's going to happen. We can't expect to see the change. We can't expect to get healthier if we don't go out to, you know, get the healthy foods that we need or exercise, you know, all those things. So it's about taking those action steps, coming out of our comfort zone, and trusting that the universe has your back, that the universe is supporting and guiding you. So, you know, if you want to get healthier this year, what is your heart telling you that you need to do next? And, you know, that is all part of what the angels and the universe is showing us when it comes to our next step. Okay, and, you know, when it comes to, you know, our intentions and what it is that we desire and what it is that our passions are, it's about focusing on the outcome. So, you know, when it comes to manifesting and law of attraction, all those different things, you know, it's about really focusing on what we want at the end, you know, what we desire, what we want to happen, but not focusing on how things are going to unfold. So, and, you know, this is all part of trusting in the universe, trusting in our guides and angels, that they will help us. So we have to let go of the expectations of how everything is going to happen. Because if we are so focused on how, we're going to miss a lot of the magic that unfolds, a lot of the magic that happens. So, you know, if we're so focused on expecting, you know, certain things to happen, for instance, if you're looking for a new career or new job, if you're, you know, focused on one particular job or what one particular company that you're applying for, you're going to miss the other opportunities that come forward for you when it comes to what you truly want, which is your career that best suits you, and any job opportunity, you know, jobs in your career. So, you know, be sure to, you know, let go of those expectations and focus on what you're passionate about. Focus on what you desire and what you truly want when it comes to your career, love life, you know, any of those different areas in your life. And when we do that, there's going to be so much that happens, so many different opportunities that step forward for you. So many different, you know, friendships and relationships that come forward for you. So, you know, be sure to let go of those expectations and just trust that everything will happen according to how it's supposed to happen, so that you can reach your outcome, you can reach your goal. All right, so before we move on, and we're going to have a meditation at the end, but before we do that, let's take a few callers. And the caller who has been holding on the longest, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Casey, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hello, Casey. How can I help you today?
I just want to know what you see in the future for me as far as money and in love.
Okay, so when it comes to for you, Casey, I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and I also have Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. So Archangel Raphael wants to do some healing when it comes to those things that you've gone through in the past, some hurts that you may have gone through, and he wants to help you heal that. So be sure to call on Archangel Raphael, and he's going to help you to understand and bring into your awareness what it is that you need to let go of, what it is that you need to release, so that you can have this abundance of money and love flowing. So what's, you know, stopping you? What, you know, what is it that's keeping you from receiving it? Also, you know, some fears that may be, you know, coming forward for you, as well as some doubts. Critical talk as well. So it's about letting go of these limiting beliefs that you have. So be sure to call in Archangel Raphael. Also, Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you, because he wants you to start sharing of those things that are keeping you stuck. You know, sharing with people around you who you can really trust, and sharing those things that, you know, you've gone through, as well as those things that you're, you know, going through currently, and why you're, you know, what your feelings are. So, and even they may feel like you're venting, but it's actually important for you to share that so that you can release this old energy that within you, so that you can get new energy to flow within you. So I hope that helps. You see it.
Yes, ma'am. It does.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, great. You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right. So let's take our next caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Anya Hardiman. And I'm calling from Georgia.
Hello. I didn't catch your name. Can you say it again?
My name is Sonia, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh. Hello, Sonia. So how can I help you today?
I would just like to get a general on my love life.
Okay. So when it comes to your love, I see that there are some things that's happened in the past for you that may have been some hurts and some things that have kept you from really understanding who you truly are, just how amazing you are and how powerful you are. So Archangel Raphael is stepping forward for you, and he's going to help you to let go of the limiting beliefs of that mind chatter and ego that's stepping forward. So those things that are not true about who you truly are. So, you know, you have to remember that you are powerful and you are amazing. So he's going to help you to really unlock that within you. So be sure to call on Archangel Raphael, and he's going to help you with that block so that you can get that love flowing. You know, when it comes to our energies, if we don't release and let go of those things that are not who we truly are, we're sending that energy out, and that's not the energy that we want to send out, especially when we are trying to attract love and money and all these different things into our lives. So be sure to call in Archangel Raphael, do some meditating, and, you know, as you are meditating, to call on him, and he'll help you to understand who you truly are, how amazing you are.
Okay.
So I hope that helps. You are very welcome. Hope you have a wonderful week. All right. So let's go to our next caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Charlene, and I'm calling from British Columbia in Canada.
Hello, Charlene. How can I help you today?
Concerns on my family. So I guess I just wanted to get some insider help on that, if there's anything that you've got or that's screaming out at you.
Okay, so I do feel... A lot is going on with your family, and I can actually, you know, kind of understand, you know, a lot of different things. And, you know, I just want you to, you know that, you know, everything will be okay. It's just, you know, you have to understand who you truly are and that you are amazing. So, you know, call in Archangel Raphael, and he's going to help you, you know, to really understand that, you know, you can create all these things, and you are amazing, and who you truly are is not what your family may say or what your mind chatter says, your ego tells you. Who you truly are is a perfect soul. And knowing that, you know, that you are divine love and light, and, you know, knowing that you are able to do so many different things. You know, you're able to create all these amazing things and, you know, create that impact that you're meant to create. So, you know, you have to really understand that. And really have that strong foundation of loving yourself. And that's going to help you in all areas of your life, not just with your family. So I just want you to understand that. And I hope that helps you.
It does. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
And you.
Thank you. All right. Okay, so we have another caller. So let's take the call before we do some announcements. So caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Catherine and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Catherine. How can I help you today?
I have a question regarding work. I was wondering if you see Blaine or Kyle working with me, please.
I hear a no for both. And I do see someone else coming in, but I don't see it happening right away. So, that is what I hear. But also, you know, for you, I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And it's about truly understanding who you are and knowing that you are amazing, but also knowing that you can create those things that you truly want in your life, as well as do those things that you truly want to do when it comes to your passions and your desires. So, you know, when it comes to work, you're really focusing on what it is that you truly love to do.
Okay. Wow. Thank you.
So, you are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you, and you too. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. So, before we move on to any other colors or to our meditation, let's see what is coming up on Psychic Talk Network. Okay. So tomorrow, Vivian and Rose are back, and they are going to be shining the light on Death and Dying, their monthly episode that they have. So be sure to give them a call if you have any questions or comments or would like a reading. Be sure to tune in with them tomorrow. And then on Thursday, Stephanie Mayo is back with Stephanie's Guided Tarot. So be sure to call in early if you would like to speak with her and get a mini reading and talk with her about anything else that you may have. And then on Friday, our new host, Kathy, as well as Dr. Dax and Dr. Rose are back to talk about who are the Vedic gods. So be sure to tune in with them. And then on Saturday, Dr. Dax, as well as Mary Brown, are back, and they are talking about the spring equinox and spring cleaning for the soul. So be sure to tune in with that. You know, we have spring coming up, and I know in Wisconsin, where I am, it's feeling like spring finally. So, perfect timing, especially with this week, having the full moon as well as the spring equinox at the same time, and setting these new intentions and really starting new. So, be sure to tune in with them for that. All right. So let's see here. So I'm hearing that we need to do a meditation, a healing meditation. And so Archangel Gabriel, as well as Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, who has been here throughout the show, are stepping forward for us. And, they want to do this meditation with us so that we can really understand what it is that we need to let go of. When it comes to our fears, when it comes to in those things that come up for us that tell us that we're not good enough or we can't do something or we can't step out of our comfort zone for any reason. So let's go ahead and do that. And so if you can, I encourage everyone to sit comfortably wherever you feel most comfortable. And a lot of times I like to have, wherever, if you have a space that you go to when it comes to meditating or journaling, I like everyone to really go there for these meditations. And so so when you're ready to sit comfortably and close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. So we're going to take three deep breaths. So breathing in through our nose and breathing out through our mouth. Doing this will help you feel centered. Now we're going to go into our heart space. So what may help is to put your hands over your heart to really help your mind go there. And once in your space, to create a calming atmosphere. So adding elements in nature that really help you to make feel yourself at peace. So for instance, a body of water, a sunset, certain animals, the mountain, a forest, some trees and flowers. Any of those things that really make you feel peaceful and calm. Once you have those things in place, to visualize a door in your space. And to see yourself opening that door. Once you have that door open, we're going to set the intention to have your angels and guides to join you. And also Archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael will be joining us as well. So you're going to be by the archangels first. They're going to surround you, right around you. And then outside of them is going to be your angels and guides that will be surrounding you and the archangels, forming a circle. And they will be there to support your energy and helping you to raise your vibration. So the archangels are going to send their energy. So they're right in front of you, creating the semicircle. And they're sending you their energy that's a mix of blues, a couple of different shades of blues, as well as white and green. So they're all swirling around you. And you need that energy that you need. And also a white, bright light, a column of light coming from the heavens And it's going to go through your crown chakra, all the way down your body. As the archangels send you their energy, they're going to help you open up your your chakras. So your heart chakra, your throat chakra, as well as your crown chakra. So they're going, it's going to expand beyond your body and really fill into the space that you're in, your space within your heart, as well as the space that you're in when it comes to your physical space. So take a few deep breaths. Really breathe in this energy that they bring, as well as the energy that comes from above, that's from Source. So Archangel Raphael is going to help you to release those things that do not serve you. So those things that come up within your mind, the mind chatter, those things that come up through your ego that are not who you truly are. And any other negative energy that may come up for you. So it looks like specks of coal that is coming out of you into this energy that Archangel Raphael sends. So as this negative energy comes out, it's going to go up and into this cloud that's above you. And it's going to be the negative energy is going to be transmuted into love and light. And it's going to shower down upon you like this white specks of energy. It's going to just shower on you. It looks like rain. So really breathe into that energy that comes down. So now Archangel Raphael is going to step back. And then now Archangel Gabriel is going to step forward. And it's going to work on your throat chakra. So in your throat right now, there is this white light in the center of your throat. And Archangel Gabriel is going to send this his energy to your throat chakra. It's going to help expand this light. So it's going to expand in your body, as well as expand outside of your body and fill the room, fill your space with this blue energy that he sends, the sky blue energy. So really breathe into this energy. And also notice what the message that he brings to you as he sends this energy about sharing your truth and sharing who you are. So now Archangel Gabriel is going to step back. And Archangel Michael is sending you this navy blue energy, this royal navy blue energy. It's swirling all around you from the top of your head and swirling around all the way to your feet. And this energy that he sends is helping you to understand that you are safe and you're protected, and knowing that who you truly are is within you. To really breathe into his energy, his loving energy of protection. And really notice and sense the things that he sends, the messages that he sends. Know that it is safe for you to share your truth. It is safe for you to step out of your comfort zone so that you can really step into your purpose and step into who you truly are. Now the archangels are going to step back. And they're going to join the other angels and guides that are with you today, creating this huge circle around you, and really supporting your energy this week. To really feel into this energy. Also, your angels and guides want you to ask what it is that you need to know today and for this week. What messages that they have for you. Really know and trust that the messages that you receive within your heart, within your mind, and what you may see is for you. So now the archangels are going to help you ground your energy. So from your root chakra, all the way down, from your root chakra, there's going to be a white column of light that goes all the way down to the center of the earth. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be golden and white energy that comes back up. And at your feet, it's going to intertwine. And it's going to come up around your feet, all the way up. And as it reaches your heart, this energy is going to help you contract your energy so that it aligns with your other chakras. And then as it keeps going up, it's going to contract your throat chakra. and then your crown chakra. So it all aligns back into your body. So that it's centered. Then this energy from source is going to help you integrate all of this information, all the things that you've seen, all the things that you've heard. It's going to help you integrate all this information within your body. So source energy is going to fill the inside of your body. Now Archangel Michael is going to help you to protect your energy. So he's going to, from the top of your head, going to use his cloak, his navy cloak, and he's going to wrap you in this cloak, wrap your body from your head. He's going to go all the way around your body, all the way down to your feet. So when you're ready, you can open up your eyes and welcome back. So I hope that meditation has helped you to understand what it is that you need to let go of, as well as any messages that the angels had for you when it comes to your next step and just understanding who you truly are. Before we go, next week, we are wrapping up the series of discovering who you truly are, as well as taking calls as usual. I want to briefly mention about the things that are going on at Psychic Talk. So I had mentioned last week, but I want to mention again that if you are, starting your spiritual journey, or if you've been on the spiritual journey for a while, but you're, still in that learning mode, wanting to learn more about your gifts, learn more about how you can tune in with angels, how you can enhance your psychic abilities, and just to learn more about spirituality in general, be sure to check out Psychic U. So if you go to psychictalk.net/psychic, and it's the letter U, you will find the courses that we offer on our network from the host of our network, and be sure to check that out to see if any of those courses resonate with you. We have a few right now. I will be launching a few courses myself, but there's also other hosts that have courses already on the page, as well as other courses that will be coming. So, keep posted on that by going to that page, and you'll see all that we have to offer and all that we will be offering. So be sure to do that. And also, I wanted to mention too briefly that Dax, our executive producer, he's been going through a lot with his family currently, especially with his mom, who just had surgery. So I just wanted to mention that so that you can pray or send thoughts, send healing to Dax and his mother, so that he and both of them can really feel the support from everyone. He does so much for us here on Psychic Talk, and so he could really use your prayers and your thoughts and your healing energy, and we will keep you updated on how they are doing. And I know Dax has a lot on his plate when it comes to running the show and all these other shows, and so to keep them in your prayers and your thoughts, and knowing that, so that he also knows that we're all there for him as well, as he does so much for us. So Dax and Dax's mom, we are sending lots of love and lots of light to you. So I want to thank everyone for joining us today, and I'm sending everyone lots of love and light. I hope everyone has a wonderful week, especially as we get into this full moon. Be sure to do that releasing and letting go of those fears that may come up for you, so that you can start new and really start fresh as we get into spring this week. So sending you lots of love and light, and I look forward to having you join us next week for our wrap-up for the series, and what we have to expect next after the series. So have a great week, everyone, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye for now.